Susan Zerenda lives in Spartanburg, South Carolina. She has taught literature, composition, and creative writing to high school and college students for more than 30 years. And now she has written her debut novel, Bells for Eli. Next week, Susan will lead a writing workshop and talk about her novel here in Chattanooga. The event takes place Monday night at the Arts Building starting at 7 p.m., part of the Southbound Lecture Series by Southern Lit Alliance. Susan joined us by phone for a conversation, along with Linda Levan of Southern Lit Alliance. Linda, Susan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
So, Susan, this is your debut novel, Bells for Eli.
It is. It is a story that was inspired by an accident that happened to a first cousin of mine in the late 1950s. He was living up in Plainfield, New Jersey, I believe, with his family, and his father, my uncle, was blowing up balloons for Danny's birthday party with Red Devil Lye, and I have learned that Red Devil Lye has properties like helium. So he had it in a Coca-Cola bottle, and I assume he was putting the lip of the balloon over the bottle and blowing it up, and he left the bottle on the steps, and Danny picked it up and drank it, and he survived. But as you can imagine, his esophagus, his whole intestinal tract was just burned up, and my aunt and uncle were told he needed to be institutionalized, and my aunt said, no, we'll do it. So with a tracheotomy in his throat and a tube in his stomach through which he was fed, they took him home, and he constantly had to have, as I understand it, the esophagus dilated so the scar tissue wouldn't close it up all the way, and I think it was really painful. I didn't grow up with him, but I imagined a boy having a similar accident and how just one misstep in a life like that can change the trajectory of not only that child's life, but those around him. So he grows up across the street in the novel from his first cousin, Delia, who becomes his defender. He is bullied and tortured, really, by other children because of his weakness and because of his differences, and she is his defender, and they become extraordinarily and unusually close, in large part as a result of the accident, not just because they live across the street from each other, but this creates conflicts and joys of its own.
And this is in small town South Carolina, 1970s?
Right. Well, I've said it in the 60s and early 70s. The book runs from the time these two are children up until, well, adulthood, you know, when they are 20, 21 years old.
And a lot of changes unfolding in the South in the background,
yes,
as the events of this novel are taking place.
Absolutely, and that's part of the conflict, too, because in the small town South, it was still quite an insular time. I mean, that's when I grew up, so I know. And yet, the counterculture and all of the rebellions were encroaching on a time that had been, at least on the surface, very staid and traditional. So there's the conflict. And Eli, he falls with the counterculture, and Delia is much more of a traditionalist.
And you have taught English and composition.
Yes.
How did you find yourself making the transition from teaching to writing your debut novel?
The idea for it has been in my mind a long time. The genesis of it was a short story I wrote a number of years ago when it won the South Carolina Fiction Prize. And I just always wanted to expand it from that. But not until I retired from teaching, even though I work as a book publicist now, it is more in a part-time capacity. So I had some blocks of time, and I set out to write the novel, and I did so in the evenings. I'm unusual, I guess, in that regard. And so I would write from dinner time on until I just got tired 4 or 5 nights a week, and I wrote the first draft in about a year.
And Linda, tell us how it came to be that Susan is going to be coming here to Chattanooga.
We have a program we call Southbound, which is bringing different authors to Chattanooga throughout the year. And when we have an opportunity, we hear about an author that has a debut novel, and we get to help launch it. That is just even more exciting to help them really be known and get out there. So we were delighted to host Susan. It's an excellent book. It was picked as an Okra pick by the Southern Independent Booksellers Alliance. So it's certainly well worth reading. And I love the fact that she is delving into Southern family issues, things that are going on around in society at that time, and also dealing with trauma that people often don't think about, what it's like to go through trauma in their life.
And delayed reactions to trauma.
Right, right. And though we live 40 or more years beyond the setting of the novel now, what I realized in writing it is that human nature is the same no matter what. We may be more sensitive today to children or even adults who look different or who are not as strong as the normal population, but there's still a stigma. It's not as bad, but there's still a stigma, and children who are different are made to feel that way. I've got a little granddaughter who has malformation overgrowth in one of her legs, and she's in first grade now, and nobody said anything, nobody's noticed it, until this year. A little boy on the playground asked her what's wrong with her, and she went home and talked to her mother and was upset, and she said, I don't think anything's wrong with me, and there really isn't anything. But when anyone looks different, it's just children especially are going to take note of that.
And beyond the release of the novel and the visit here to Chattanooga, what else do you have planned?
Oh, goodness. I've got a big book tour. I have about, well, I don't know, 50-some-odd events for this initial tour between the publication date, wonderful event in Chattanooga, up through June 1st, when I will be in North Carolina in Hendersonville. That's sort of the intense book tour phase, and I've got some other things sprinkled throughout the summer and the fall. That's what's coming up.
And Linda, where can people go online for more information on how to see Susan here in Chattanooga?
Yes, well, Susan is here doing a writing workshop at 5:30 that day, and then she will be speaking about her book at 7. So they would go to just southernlitalliance.org and click on our homepage for Susan Zerenda.
All right. Linda, Susan, thanks so much.
Listen, thank you very much, Ray. I'm looking forward to coming to Chattanooga, and I'm looking forward to doing the writing workshop and to talking about situations in Bells for Eli.
Thanks so much.